Are you agreeable to the premise of vaccination, thinking of polio, measles, tetanus? You know, because I've heard both camps and they argue back and forth. And one camp says, look, at its hygiene, its sanitation, its access to an environment that liberates health and wellness. And if you've got that kind of environment, you don't need to vaccinate. There are examples of people that get vaccinated and they still contract the disease. There are individuals that are innocent that suffer terribly. So is the principle of vaccination viable? Are you agreeable to it? And is this just an issue of type as opposed to degree?
The answer is, you know, in truth, correct, I do not know. There was a time when I thought I knew, and I realize now that I don't know, because the more I look into it, the more questions are raised. When the story that we originally heard was of regression following measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. But then as we got further into it, we realized from disclosures in the United States that thimerosal, mercury preservatives, were present in vaccines. They'd never been tested for safety, but had been grandfathered in because they'd been around so long. Then we find out that there are adjuvants based on aluminum in the vaccines, which is, again, a powerful toxin that is there to promote the immune response but can have adverse effects on immunity and brain development. So the more I learn, the less certain I become, particularly when I review the safety studies and realize how lamentable they are. In principle, the principle of immunizing people against serious infectious disease with safe, effective vaccines is laudable. But in practice, how does one achieve that? And that is the problem. And as I say, the more I look into it, the more concerned I become that there have been so many corners that have been cut, so many safety concerns that have been overlooked.